Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was going to do that thing that I really hate when people say who they are in the podcast, but I figured that y'all know me. Y'all know me by now. So I am ridiculously tired. I just got home from work, and this is definitely the uncensored, uncut version of me. And I really should have tried to get comfortable like before I actually started doing this audio boom, but you know, real talk. All right, there we go. Right off the cuff. Okay. So I pre-ordered an Amazon Echo, back in April. And my first thought, which is typically how I think before I get any kind of new technology, is why do I need this? What purpose is this going to serve? I have an iPhone. I don't need no tablet or no Amazon Echo. If it can't do it, if it can't do everything that my iPhone can do, I don't need that crap. It's just a bunch of crap. And perhaps I wasn't as, you know, obnoxious to just be like, that's a bunch of crap. I mean, I was dragged kicking and screaming to the iPhone where, you know, who needs a phone for apps? I don't need a phone for apps. A phone is to make phone calls, and that's all that there is to it, and occasionally to text. But if I wanted an app on my phone, I would just use a computer. And then 6 months later, I had an app on my phone that was all about growing orange trees. So, I think that what we really have established just now is that I am a great big giant hypocrite. So I did get an Amazon Echo and pre-ordered it. It was like $30 off even. So I was like, yeah. I guess it's fortunate that I got one because now it is out of stock until July. So, so some bandwagons are worth jumping on. So the Amazon Echo is a speaker, and I thought that it was Bluetooth, so if it does have Bluetooth capabilities, somebody needs to hook me up with this information. But it's currently plugged in, and it has its own wake word, which is the name, which is Alexa, because I'm not ready for her to wake up just yet. And I did not realize that there were certain things that I was going to need, like, you know, okay, so you can play music on Spotify, and okay, so you can add things to my shopping list, which I haven't quite figured out how to view what is added if I go to the Amazon app. But, you know, second night, we're still in the honeymoon period. I still want to snuggle the Echo. Not ready yet to make it do the dishes and make me a sandwich in the kitchen. But the things that I never realized I was going to want was, like, who doesn't want this lovely automated voice explaining things to you, like hipster jokes? Like, who doesn't want that? Or who dies in the Game of Thrones books? There are, just within the app, besides all of the Amazon-approved stuff, there are these third-party skills that I guess people program, and so you can enable them in the app to do these important things, like tell you random health facts or tell you who all died in Game of Thrones, or, you know, tell you a hipster joke. I mean, gosh, a hipster joke. So anyway, without further ado, we're gonna talk to her a little bit. All right, so let's see. What I have noticed is that she kind of sucks with new names with like current albums. So let's see. Alexa, play a sleeping playlist on Spotify.
Here's a prime station. Oops. You might like. Rend Collective Experiment.
Or, you know, we can do that too. This is kind of nice. My bad. So, you know, it's kind of nice music. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to ask. Alexa, what song is this?
This is 10,000 Reasons by Rend Collective.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, tell me a hipster joke.
Sorry, I don't know any jokes about Harry Gibson.
Okay, there is actually a way to make her tell you, and I think you have to ask her to ask somebody for a hipster joke, but I'm too tired to try to look it up right now. But it is possible. Let's see. Alexa, what is Beyoncé's latest album?
Beyoncé Knowles' latest album is Beyoncé.
You are a dirty liar. That is not true. Her latest album is Lemonade, but thank you for playing. I'm not trying to convince you to buy an Echo, because if I was, I probably would have looked all this stuff up before I did this audio boo so that you would get a better idea. But this is straight off the cuff here. So anyway, let's see. Let's see what else I can ask her. Oh, Alexa, what movies are playing?
Here are a few movies playing near Federal Way today. The Jungle Book, The Huntsman, Winter's War, Keanu, Mother's Day, Zootopia, and Ratchet and Clank. Would you like to hear more movies?
No. Alexa, what time does The Huntsman, Winter's War play?
The Huntsman, Winter's War is playing at a few theaters near Federal Way today. At Century Federal Way, showtimes are 10:20, 11:25 a.m., 1:10, 2:30, 4 o'clock,
Alexa,
5:20.
Stop. So, I mean, those are just a few things that she can do. She can also read books on the Kindle. I know that she can read things on your Audible, from your Audible library. I don't quite know how to do that yet, but I will learn, because that's just how I am. And I've just been having such a fun time just playing music and setting alarms. She can do alarms, and I guess she can also do stuff with Google, with the Google Calendar. I have never really gotten into using calendars on my phone, but I really would like to. I really need to do more of it, because as much as I believe that I will remember everything and that my mind is like a steel sieve, it ain't. So anyhow, that's kind of fun. Oh, I wonder if she'll tell me who wrote like a specific book. So let's see. Alexa, who wrote Ready Player One?
Ready Player One's author is Ernest Cline.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is, as the kids say, dope. this is pretty neat. So I also have heard that she can play podcasts and things like that, but I have not yet tried that yet. I know I need to sync her with more apps. I do completely refer to the Amazon Echo as a her. Do not judge me. So if you want me to maybe do some more demonstrations or something, just let me know. I have also, I'm going to be getting an Amazon Fire 7 or a Kindle Fire 7. And I look forward to learning how to do that as well. So there you have it. You guys have a fantastic evening, and I will catch you tomorrow. But right now I got to go to bed, because leaf blower Tuesday morning comes far too soon. Have a good night.